We're going to look at another group of veterans now caught in a difficult situation. These are vets who, for whatever reason, have been deported to the countries they originally came from. Some are undocumented. Some were convicted of criminal offenses. We don't know exactly how many veterans the U.S. government has deported. I met several of them on assignment in Tijuana a couple of months ago, and in their own network, they've made contact with 70 around the world. Ruben Gallego, a Democratic congressman from Arizona, is co-sponsoring a bill to help some of these deported veterans.
I wrote the bill to do two things. One is to stop further deportation of veterans, because right now there is no protection for veterans should they commit any type of crime. And two, it would ask that the Homeland Security or whatever relevant department sets up a process so we could start bringing these veterans home.
I mean, you're a former Marine, served in Iraq. Is this personal? Do you know people who served and were deported?
I don't know anybody, but it is personal. It's personal because it's affecting fellow Marines and fellow veterans, and that's personal to me. And we just can't be doing this to people that have been willing to sacrifice their lives for their country. And unfortunately, many of them are being deported because of service-related issues. People, you know, that have PTSD and that are self-medicating themselves or hurting themselves, and then find themselves involved with the law. And next thing you know, they're getting kicked out of this country. And the only right they get to keep is the right to get buried in U.S. cemeteries. And that's the only time they're ever allowed back in the United States. And that's it's just unfathomable that we could do this to any veteran.
Right. Sure, there are extenuating circumstances like PTSD, but in a lot of cases, these vets committed crimes and they served their time. And when they got out, they were deported. Isn't that the way the system is supposed to work?
No, I don't think that's the way the system is supposed to work. If anything, it's you're punishing them twice. And obviously, they did their time. And if they did their time, then they should be allowed back into the country or into society without us having to deport them. We asked them to make the ultimate sacrifice. The least we could do is to make sure that we treat them like we would treat any other U.S. citizen and give them a chance to basically repair themselves, rehabilitate themselves, and integrate back into society.
One of the people I met in Tijuana a couple of months ago was a former Marine, Antonio Romo Reyes. He fell into drugs and crime while struggling with PTSD after deployment. And he seemed pretty much to accept that now that he's been deported, he'll need some miracle to be made a U.S. citizen. How would your bill help him?
Well, it just depends on the level of his crime. What it would do is it would allow him to petition to come back into the United States. And he would come back, but not as a U.S. citizen. He would come back under a different status, probably as an LPR, which probably what he was before, the legal permanent resident. And eventually, through the normal process, he would become a citizen. But first, we have to get him back in the United States. Citizenship is not at all answered within this bill. I have other bills that talk about this, but this is just to get these men and women back home.
If you have a vet who's not a U.S. citizen and serves, returns home, and then commits a crime, under the bill you've co-sponsored, would deportation hereafter be waived?
It depends on your level of crime, but for serious felonies, no, such as murder, rape, things of that nature. But for misdemeanors and minor misdemeanors, they would not be eligible for deportation. So, for example, DUIs, drug possession, things of that nature.
Do you think for some lawmakers in Washington, what you're proposing is just a bridge too far?
I would hope not. This is not an issue of immigration. This is not an issue of, of trying to continue the ongoing, immigration, quote unquote, ideological wars that are occurring. This is just an attempt for us to right a wrong. These men and women joined the military thinking that they would have the same protections as many other U.S. citizens. Many of them do not know that they're deportable when they sign their paperwork. Some of them, they don't have representation before they go through immigration court. And, what we're really trying to do is stop a serious wrong that we're doing on veterans that have, essentially sacrificed time, sweat, and blood for their country.
Congressman Ruben Gallego, Democrat from Arizona, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. Back to the story about undocumented veterans dealing with deportation. One of them is Daniel Torres, a former Marine from Mexico I profiled early this year on the show. He came to the U.S. as a kid and later enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps to give back to his new country. Torres served in Iraq but was discharged after it was discovered he used a fake birth certificate to enlist. I met him in Tijuana where he'd been stuck for 5 years. But since our meeting, his life has changed dramatically. Daniel Torres joins me now. So it's great to speak with you again. When I met you back in March in Tijuana, you were waiting to hear if you would be granted U.S. citizenship. Tell us what's happened since.
Well, I had my citizenship interview on the 21st of April, and I was granted citizenship. I took my oath and now a naturalized citizen.
Wow, congratulations. What was that moment like for you when you actually became a U.S. citizen?
It was kind of strange because it happened that same day, and it was really fast, and I wasn't really expecting it to be that fast. So it was a little bit surreal. I mean, I'm really, really happy and really, really excited.
So I want to ask you this, because on Memorial Day, as you know, the U.S. honors people who've given their lives while serving the United States. What are your thoughts this Memorial Day, now that you're a citizen, and given everything you've been through with the U.S. military?
It's a very special date for me, you know, because I've personally known guys who have died in combat. So it's really, you know, it's for me, it's a personal date. It really is. A lot of people, they don't realize what it takes to have a country like the United States, to have the freedoms that we enjoy. Most people take it for granted.
Daniel, you fought in Iraq. I'm just wondering if there's somebody your thoughts turn to on this Memorial Day, somebody who maybe you lost when you were enlisted.
Let me explain why Memorial Day is such an important date for me. I was a volunteer for Afghanistan, and before I was deployed to Afghanistan, it came to light that at the time I was undocumented, and so I was unable to deploy. However, the guy that replaced me, his name is Corporal Christopher Boyd. He took my spot on the Afghanistan deployment, and he was killed on 2010. So it's very, very personal for me, because I feel like that guy took my spot. He took my ticket.
Yeah, so has every Memorial Day been on your mind, even though you haven't been a citizen?
Of course. Of course it has. I used to say, I might not be an American citizen, but I'm still a Marine. And I always had that pride in of being a Marine and celebrating those memorial services in remembrance of my brothers.
Daniel Torres, thanks so much for speaking with us. Great to speak with you again, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Daniel Torres is an Iraq war veteran who just got his U.S. citizenship after 5 years in legal limbo in Mexico. By the way, as a new citizen, he hopes to vote in the presidential election for Bernie Sanders.